This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
I know. Wear that. You know, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to start the broadcast, start the next segment. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to have a good, clean launch of this Sunday show. Because the globalists are launching their counteroffensive to take down the United States as we try to get free of this whole New World Order system. So that's coming up at the start of the next segment. I think this is a broadcast and a show that you're definitely going to want to watch. And we're going to play that clip again. Start of the next segment, right out of the break. We're going to come in with music. We're going to play Madeleine Albright here on air, saying 500,000 children is a good price to pay, cutting off their medicine. That's what Bill Clinton did. Sanctions 10 times worse than what George Herbert Walker Bush did. And he was a war criminal as well. But, oh, they would never stage a false flag terror attack. They would never wind up a leftist to carry out an event. No, no. They would never be involved in any of that today. But they'd sit up there on 60 Minutes and say, 500,000 kids, end up being over a million, dying, starving to death. It's a good price to pay for security in the Gulf. So you could turn the entire region over later to the Arab Spring and Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Okay. If you tuned in today and you want us to break down the current climate, the current system we're in, you found the right place. That's what you found. I don't know exactly what's going on in El Paso, but I do know that the media is using the crisis to try to cause a race war in this country, and that the corporate media has been pushing massive, massive, massive cultural division in an attempt to get an explosion. There's been a full-on press for that, nonstop, continually. And all of it works just like clockwork. And we've had Beto O'Rourke and all the rest of them up there totally capitalizing on it, blaming the president. When you can clearly blame the Democrats, if you believe their official story about what's happened here, by foaming all of this up and making it about race war, when Trump's not made it about race or your color or where you're from, he's made it about the law. Well, they're the ones that are invoking all this hate, always saying that Trump is the one that is invoking it all. But you're dealing with people that think, hey, 500,000 kids have died. I mean, that's like 1999 under the Clintons in just a few years. And they admit they've died because you won't let medicine or food come in. And she says, yeah, it's a good price to pay. They don't care about 500,000 dead children. But, 20 innocent people get killed in El Paso. All gun owners are to blame. Trump's to blame. Alex Jones is to blame. QAnon's to blame. They're all to blame. Ladies and gentlemen, They're all to blame. How illustrating is that? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, August 4th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here live for the next 2 hours, Lord willing, despite the fact the entire power structure, the entire establishment, the Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the big mega banks, Senator Blumenthal, others are working around the clock to get us off the air. Just 2 weeks ago, they had Senate hearings. And Blumenthal and others told the head of Google, the head of operations, you've got to get him off the air now. We can't allow him to question mass shootings. And Blumenthal was shaking while he said it. You know why I question mass shootings? Because real mass shootings happen. We have a lot of evil, sick people in the world. But why do mass shootings happen? They're statistically still rare, but the media hypes them up. And so mentally ill people begin to think it's how they become superstars. In the old days, it was known that whether it was the Sears Tower or before that, the World Trade Centers or the Empire State Building or the Chrysler Building in New York, that you might go 6 months, but nobody jumped off of it. This is in criminology manuals. It's taught in psychology. This is well-known information that when one person jumps off the Sears Tower or the Chrysler Building or the Empire State Building or any building, that almost always within a few days, someone else comes and tries to jump off the very same building. It's how copycats work. It's how lemmings going off a cliff operate. Well, when you've got hundreds of movies and thousands of TV reports every year and just newspaper articles everywhere about mass shootings, and instead of suicide by cop, just go out and shoot a bunch of people. Show us how ruthless, show us how evil you are. That is going to create the desired effect. That's why back in the 1970s, we had more terror attacks in this country, real ones, than we've ever had. We had Weatherman attacks, communist attacks, New Black Panther Party attacks. Hundreds and hundreds of them. But back then, the police and the FBI asked the media, you can report on it, please don't give the person that did it attention, and please don't make it a big story because it causes copycats. Well, since Columbine, all we hear is school shooting, school shooting, school shooting, school shooting, school shooting. They keep Sandy Hook in the news every day, every way they can, suing me, you name it. And this is how the Democratic Party teaches us to hate America. It doesn't matter that 200,000 people the last decade have been killed in Mexico by drug cartels. It's not even 1,000 people in the last decade killed in mass shootings here. Not 1/200th. It's a couple hundred people have been killed in the last decade of mass shootings. It's still too many. But it's not 1/200th. Yeah, they put a statistic up that's 164,000. That's from Frontline PBS 2 years ago. It's over 200,000 dead. You know, I didn't believe the hype. I went down to Cancun a few months ago to have a vacation. I've been going since I was a kid. There were kidnappings, mass murders, death, troops all over the streets. Stuff no one even knew because we had a Federale guy for security. I said, well, I'll get a Federale since people are making a big deal about it. And the Federale said, you need to leave. A couple days later, he said, they've kidnapped people here. They murdered 20 people here. It's not in the news. You got to go. So what I'm saying is just in Cancun, it's all over Mexico. There's thousands a week getting killed. You never hear about it. And their lives are just as important as the poor people, God rest their souls, the 20 people that got killed at the mall, at Walmart, they're saying wherever in El Paso. But we're hearing on every Sunday news show, Donald Trump did it. Donald Trump, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson. Southern Poverty Law Center has put out the reports within hours of the shooting. It happened at like 11:30 in the morning. I knew about it at 12:30. I was already working. And here came a Southern Poverty Law Center article in. Oh, social media showed he liked Alex Jones and QAnon. Then I noticed it was confirmed that someone was in control of this person's social media and was erasing that he was a Democrat and was erasing that his dad gave money to mass shooting victims and was an anti-gunner and was a psychologist at a running a psychiatric facility. It's always the same. And so in live time, and I have the articles, I'll cover them, they were removing he was a Democrat. They were removing all the stuff. They were putting my name in there. And now the same thing's come out of the tragic shooting in Ohio. He was a Democrat. And then they've tried to change that as well. But here it is, leftist change shooter Patrick Crucius's My Life page after Saturday's shooting from Democrat to Republican. It had been up for years that he was a Democrat. Up there for years, all the stuff. But see, now it gets changed. After he's in custody, and they say that it's me, that I made him do this. Here's a shot right here for TV viewers. Just right here. And I'm going to go over all this, and I'm going to show you how they changed it and how they did it. And so what's going on here? Discover all of this for yourself. Because the answer is, I don't know exactly what's going on. But I know this. Antifa said last week, we're going to El Paso to kill the Border Patrol and lay siege and burn the American flag and firebomb facilities like they did 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago in Washington State. And then the whole media gets behind this, the whole corporate establishment media. ABC News decides Trump needs to answer for mass shootings he caused. Liberals blame Trump. Fox News following weekend shootings. 2020 Democrats call for gun control after El Paso shooting. Ask yourself all of that. Why is this happening? 2020 Democrats lay blame on Trump's rhetoric for shootings. They're the ones saying Trump says Mexicans are subhuman and all criminals. They say in his name. You know, if I called up somebody and said, hey, your wife says she's divorcing you and she hates you and she's got a boyfriend, and then the guy's wife gets home and finds out it's a lie, was she bad or was I bad telling the lie? They say all this, they up all this rhetoric, knowing mentally ill people are going to be triggered by it, and then when it happens, they sit around and go, oh, look, it's Donald Trump's fault. I watched, and it's coming up in the next segment, Beto O'Rourke and others say the same old lies. Trump says Mexicans are all criminals. Trump says Mexicans and brown people are all parasites. Trump says they should all... None of that's true, but they say it in his name. You see, that's how the identity theft happens. But Trump's still got a voice. They've banned me almost everywhere except stations and Infowars.com and you know the folks that actually come to the site to hear what we're actually saying. And once they think they've got you silenced, they're all over the Southern Poverty Law Center and all over these newspapers saying he was a fan of Alex Jones. He was a fan of QAnon. None of that's true. But just like I said last week, they can demonize us because they know we're for real and fighting back, but they know they can trick average people to join QAnon, which is just a nebulous thing, meaning you can call yourself that, then they can come say they're with it and frame you. That's why those things are so dangerous. And you can see my prediction last Thursday video. Alex Jones predicted El Paso massacre last week. I said, there's going to be terror attacks in El Paso. They're going to blame it on QAnon and, by extension, the whole liberty movement, including Alex Jones. And exactly that just happened. And how did I know? The FBI put out its report saying there's going to be domestic terrorism connected to conspiracy theorists. And they said, I'll show you the report when we come back. Who are the people? Well, people that think Hillary and Bill are involved in child trafficking and a conspiracy with sex crimes against children. Well, that's all coming out with Jeffrey Epstein. That's all confirmed. They had facilities in New York, in New Jersey, in New Mexico, and the Caribbean doing this, compromising people, doing mind control, doing all sorts of crazy eugenics and cloning, reportedly. All that's coming out. But see, oh no, right as all that breaks, the FBI, still under globalist control, comes out. And it says, anybody saying that the Clintons are involved in any type of sex trafficking is a terrorist and is going to kill you. Watch out. Bulletins. News at 9. See how it works? See? And then I said, watch out. They're going to try to demonize InfoWars, claiming we're instigating terror connected to Q. And then, boom, they claim this guy's a Q person when he's not.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday, August 4th, 2019. So, last Thursday, I said, I look for terror attacks, I look for mass shootings, I look for big events in El Paso, Antifa that's openly run by George Soros and Alexander Soros, the Democratic Party, who can buy $150,000 ads and front page newspapers from the New York Times to the LA Times, said, we're going to overthrow the government, it all starts September 1st, by November 4th, Trump will be overthrown, we're going to launch attacks and burn down ICE buildings in Texas, namely El Paso. So I came on air Thursday, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's come out and said the same thing, and he said that Antifa is coming to Texas to try to cause a civil war. And then right on time, somebody whose dad's a Democrat, whose dad's an anti-gunner, whose dad's a psychologist, just so many of these shooters' parents are psychologists, shows up and shoots reportedly 20 people dead and over 40 injured. And again, this is with CNN and every other corporate channel. The right wing's coming. They're killing kids. The Border Patrol are Nazis. They're drinking out of toilets. They're murdering everyone. Trying to get the left to attack. But then you also have a lot of other mentally ill people that are hearing that. Lord knows what they're going to do. And listen, there are such a thing as real crimes committed by real people. And some mass shootings are just as they say they are. But last year I said that Parkland, the police stood down because we had students on the show that were listeners saying the police just sat there for 30 minutes. It later came out it was all true. Broward County's being sued. They've admitted they stood down. They fired the deputies. I didn't say it didn't happen. They took my videos off YouTube that had 10 million views or whatever. I said they stood down. And now all of that is confirmed. We said that the day it happened. So we're punished for really reporting what's going on. So I don't know who this guy is, but I'm talking to Millie Weaver, and I'm talking to my reporters yesterday afternoon. And Millie says to me, well, I'm going to look and see if his parents are psychologists because, you know, they're usually the psychologists. Like, she sort of lists in the cases where the shooter, and I'm going to cover this coming up, in Aurora, remember that? Colorado, said he was under mind control, said his family did it to him, said that a psychologist did it to him. And it turned out that his psychiatrist was the former head psychiatrist in the Air Force over a DARPA program that puts brain chips in troops. You can't make that up. And that his dad headed up DARPA's computer brain interface, and that he was paid $87,000 a year, the shooter, in a DARPA program. DARPA created the internet. In fact, I have the whole file right here with all the mainstream news about the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, being in the MK Ultra, LA Times, Washington Post. I've got Harvard and the making of the Unabomber, the Atlantic, how he was MK Ultra. In the MK Ultra mind control program, inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapists who just so happened to head up operations of the Air Force, but left running the Air Force to come meet with him. All I'm saying is this just keeps happening. Almost all of them have parents in DARPA and then psychologists that are assigned This latest shooter's, reported shooter's, alleged shooter's dad didn't even have a full degree. He had a counselor's degree, but he ran an entire psychiatric facility that dealt with veterans and PTSD. It's always the same. We're like, well, let's look and see if the parents are. Oh, it's always the same. And let's look at a few of these guys for TV viewers. We've got the Garlic shooter, the El Paso shooter, and the Dayton shooter. These guys coming out of a cloning tank? I mean, what the hell's going on with these boys? Are they incels? It's the shoot 'em up video games? We know there's a connection to that. The point is that it's totally normal to ask these questions because in 1964, we got into Vietnam by our own Navy staging attacks on its own ships. That was declassified in 2004. But we'd always known that to get into Vietnam, it killed millions of Vietnamese, 58,000 Americans immediately died, hundreds of thousands more later from wounds. And it was all staged. And Operation Northwoods was a plan to shoot up public events in the U.S. and blame it on the Russians and so many other things that are in historical documents. You see, somebody who's really smart doesn't just stage an attack on themselves like Smollett. They'd really hire people to do it for real. So I'm not saying I even know what's happening here. I just know there's a confluence in El Paso and Antifa coming and the left spewing all this revolution and war stuff. And then we're silenced ahead of all this and we're not supposed to ask questions. But here's Madeleine Albright in 1999 on 60 Minutes. She won a couple shows and 500,000 kids had died. The UN said they died from U.S. sanctions. The Clintons had way worse sanctions than Bush Sr. And she said, yeah, 500,000 is a good price to pay. So you see, it's worth it to the left to kill people, to lie about WMDs, to stage things. And so if they lied about dead babies in incubators, or they staged other events where real people died but somebody else did it to get us on board to their agenda, then it's normal. In fact, you should question everything. And they caught the left. We'll cover this next segment. Going on to all this supposed shooter's social media where he was a Democrat and all the, and changing it over to Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, QAnon, and Donald Trump. And we have all the screenshots from the Wayback Machine. They don't even care they're getting caught because all the conservatives and libertarians are blocked on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google. So we can't even go counter and show this. They can just put lies up to everybody and think they're protected while they try to start a culture war and a race war in this country. Here's the Secretary of State for the Clintons saying 500,000 dead kids is a good price to pay. Here it is.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it? I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
See, their argument is, oh, we give everybody vaccines and it brain damages millions, but it saves millions of others, it's okay. But it's really a lie. They just want the power. So we've put a special report together where I predicted that something like this was coming. And I specifically even said El Paso. The full report's 20 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com. But we're going to premiere when we come back a report that we put together today from last Thursday's analysis laying out what was about to happen and looking at some of the anomalies. We'll hit that when we come back. But please remember, we're on hundreds of radio stations. And we have a big audience at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But the globalists are trying to cause a civil war. Under more intense censorship, the only way we can get to you is via newsletter with videos and articles and exclusives. I'm sending one out today. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Go there and sign up. We'll send you all the critical intel that you can then share with others. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Please do it today. But whatever you do, tell everyone about the live show. Stay with us.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite. of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The LA Times, the Associated Press, Wired Magazine all admit the Unabomber was CIA MK Ultra. Just type in CIA Unabomber and you'll get all the articles, including the LA Times. Yeah, look at that one right there for TV viewers. That's a scan. Panel finds CIA broke law. CIA infiltrated 17 area groups. Theodore Kaczynski was in a CIA mind control program, just like Charlie Manson. And what did Charlie Manson want with Helter Skelter? He wanted to trigger a national race war. There's always psychologists and psychiatrists and DARPA workers all around it. And now the bodies weren't even cold when President Trump and Alex Jones and America for defending our borders. We're all blamed that somebody that was a Democrat on his own social media, but the Democrats changed all that, shows up and does this, we're told. We're supposed to shut up about it and not ask questions. Well, you know what? We're going to ask questions, and we're going to watch the whole thing, and we're going to expose it, and we're going to raise the alarm. Here's this very important report dealing with it. I have a prediction. I was sure of it Sunday, but I just didn't want to sound like I was stirring up trouble. I've always got to go with my gut. Man. They're going to list Antifa as a terror group. And they're going to list Q as one as well. Like they already did. And Q is the perfect cutout. Because they can have their operatives do it and then blame it on the movement. Anything anonymous like that is made to set people up. That's why I'm out in the open and what I stand for is clear.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
2 days after Alex Jones predicts that false flags are going to be carried out and blamed on the QAnon movement and American patriots, lone gunman Patrick Crucius is arrested for the El Paso massacre. His social media page, My Life, was changed to say that he was a follower of QAnon, and his designation as a registered Democrat was changed to Republican. The first reports from El Paso police and the El Paso mayor were that there were multiple shooters. Eyewitnesses claimed to have seen multiple shooters dressed in black.
What else did you see? Did you see people running out, that kind of thing?
I even saw the guy with the gun. I saw him twice.
What did he look like? Was he dressed in
black? About 6 foot. He had an AK-47.
Was he dressed in, like, military?
All black. He had a mask. He can see his eyes.
¿Cuántos esas siento que yo?
Tres o cuatro personas.
But before the end of the day, without any investigation, Patrick Crucius was named as the lone gunman, white nationalist, and linked to the 8chan board where the QAnon movement resides. And El Paso police Sergeant Cardenas even sent out a photograph to social media of the suspect sitting in the back of the squad car with his name and date of birth.
They're going to have Antifa launch attacks, but how are they going to counterbalance that and make it look like there's a violent Republican opposition? And just as sure as dead people push daisies, I sat out on my back porch for an hour drinking iced tea, and the light bulb went boop. Q, 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 Q. So along comes the Q movement that I've now learned was the answer to InfoWars. We're a populist, pro-America, out-in-the-open movement that isn't a cult. We don't have meetings. I just promote ideas and things, and people listen and check them out. But see, if you have Q, it can put out the breadcrumbs. It can say what's going on. It can show you this, show you that, and then, oh, you have a relationship with the president, and you've got all these people believing they have a relationship with the president, including sheriff's deputies and Broward County police put Q on and then went and when the vice president got off a plane, so that's their proof. Look, Q's legitimate because they were next to Mike Pence. And I'm just thinking about, man, Antifa's getting ready to launch more terror attacks. How are they going to launch these attacks that have the media cover it up, but then act like it's part of a civil war? They're going to need some type of right-wing group that they can cut out and blame. But because libertarians and Christians and conservatives know not to be offensively violent, because we're law-abiding and because we understand they're trying to set us up, we've never taken the bait, even when Antifa attacks us. But if you've got a Q movement, it's perfect to have globalist informants and foundation operatives and deep staters that are in the FBI particularly. Go out, reach out, wind up people believing they're working with the president to attack a dam or to go kill the Gambino crime boss or to kill their brother with a sword or whatever. And it just becomes this giant cauldron now because they identify with it. They can then be set up And then that can be the excuse to see, oh, it's not just Antifa. No, no, no. Q did this.
10 years ago, Alex Jones and others covered the leaked Secret State Police report that designated libertarians and patriots as terrorists.
Remember, it was a big deal when we got the secret documents 10 years ago from the FBI, from the federal marshals, from the state police. The federal marshals got it from the FBI. And people said it was fake, and they said, no, it's real, Alex Jones. Broke secret state police report, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians, veterans, you name it, as terrorists.
And now, 10 years later, this has become the mainstream narrative.
Well, here it is. This is Yahoo, top of Yahoo, exclusive. FBI document warns conspiracy theories are new domestic terror threat. And it says, you know, the belief in the world government, belief in the New World Order, all this QAnon, a shadowy network that believes in deep state conspiracies. And they go on and say, oh, conspiracy theory is now associated with terror. And, oh, look, QAnon tried to, you know, attack the Hoover Dam, whether that's true or not. And man suspected of killing Gambino mob boss drew QAnon symbol on his hand. This poor guy thought federal marshals were going to let him go and Trump was going to pardon him.
In Operation Northwoods, the U.S. government proposed killing innocent Americans as a false flag operation to justify a war with Cuba. Is it a conspiracy theory to suggest they might consider it again? Is it a conspiracy theory to notice how Patrick Crucius's father, Brian, is a mental health therapist who once held the position of the faculty director of DAPA psychiatric programs in Dallas, Texas? Are you a terrorist for asking these questions?
I'm up here. I'm a real guy. 25 years on air. I have no credit. I'm not even just chopped liver. Well, the president tweets your stuff? That's not Q level. In fact, the president's not even Q level. There's an alien above him that's Q. It's all just a bunch of delusional crazies wanting to be part of something special. When you're already part of America, you're already part of getting Trump elected, you're already a patriot.
Lo and behold, less than 24 hours after the brutal massacre, the Southern Poverty Law Center links the shooter to an 8chan manifesto, as well as naming Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones as influences. And when it is pointed out that their lone gunman is a registered Democrat, his social media is changed to say that he is a Republican. Is it a coincidence that Alex Jones has been banned from social media before all of this? The best way to destroy your opposition is to control it. And at the bare minimum, the left is certainly not letting this terrible crisis go to waste. As we are called terrorists for asking questions, the radical left is using it to demonize President Trump and all American patriots. Ask questions while you still have a voice, or get what you deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Now, that's a very important report. It's up on InfoWars.com. Operation Northwoods 2, leftist foment civil war upon the American people. You need to get this report out to everyone. When we come back, though, I'm going to get into all the demonization of Trump, where they're going next, Antifa claiming they're going to launch terror attacks in Texas. What are they planning? I think it's going to be way bigger than Charlottesville and that entire event financed by Soros.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribe Star, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now, and we're very excited to be involved at Subscribe Star. So be sure and join me at subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information, you will see videos, you will see articles, you will see documents you won't see anywhere else at subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, people ask, how do I do it? Well, I study things. I watch what's happening. And I saw the FBI director, Ray, come out, that's a deep stater, and say, white people are terrorists, they're striking everywhere, they're incredibly dangerous, even though the statistics really don't even show that. He gave out false statistics. And they ignore all the, quote, minority crime against whites that is exploding because the media is promoting it. We're not saying the average minority is a bad person, but the media is promoting these attacks. And then I saw all the FBI reports coming out saying the conspiracy theorists that say the Clintons are involved in child trafficking, why, they're going to launch terror attacks. That was clearly a cover for all the Jeffrey Epstein news that's coming out. And then I saw the FBI come out and say, that is the Clintons that still kind of run most of it, and say that QAnon's going to launch terror attacks with Alex Jones. And I went, okay, it's clear. Antifa says they're going to El Paso. They say they're going to blow up ICE facilities. They're going to need a pretext to make it look like that's legitimate. And lo and behold, it happens 2 days later. And the whole 20-minute, two segments I did Thursday is up, unedited. It's I lay it all out. It's their pre-hype that's so obvious. Oh, my God, the Nazis are going to be attacking any minute. They're everywhere. They're Trump. And then it happens. Exclusive FBI document warns conspiracy theorists are the new domestic terror. Yahoo Thursday. QAnon, Alex Jones. And it says anyone claiming there's pedophile rings with the Clintons. Actually says that. Well, there are giant pedophile rings. It's all coming out. So, you wonder how they counter. You just saw it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's not like I'm saying this now. Last week I said, I think they're going to attack probably a mass shooting in El Paso. You don't think I just conjured that up, do you? It's completely obvious when they're running around screaming and yelling like chickens with their heads cut off. Here's Ray, the FBI director from the deep state, saying again, white people are half of racial attacks, which they didn't name terror. Well, they don't call it terror when a black person or Hispanic or somebody else attacks a white person, or a Hispanic attacks a black or a black. It's only when whites do it. And there's all these fake hate crimes that get reported that get added in. They call that terror. And then now you notice they said, oh, this reign of white terror is coming. And then watch, it'll hit. Follow the report, give the speech. Next week, dun, dun, dun. I mean, I didn't fall off a turnip truck last week. I don't know exactly what's going on. But there I was in that meeting yesterday on the phone with my reporters, and literally we're like, yeah, let's see if the family are working the psychiatric business, because it's always that. And maybe it's just an anomaly. You know, maybe it's just that. Because, you know, Dr. McCamshaw, please. Here's some of these articles. This is out of Psychology Today. Harvard's experiment on the Unabomber. CIA mind control. L.A. Times, boing, boing, how the CIA created the Unabomber. So it turns out Ted Kaczynski underwent CIA-sponsored harsh human experimentation while at Harvard. Yeah, he signed on to it like in the Bourne Supremacy. He didn't quite know what he was signing on to. Well, let me tell you. MK Ultra and the Unabomber, CBS News. Ted Kaczynski's transformation to Unabomber started Harvard, history.com. So here's how this works, see. I study this. That's just him. You understand, the Aurora shooter told jailmates, I was drugged up, I've been electroshocked, I'm in a DARPA program, and I blacked out, and I don't know what happened, but please get me out of here, they're going to kill me. It turned out his dad runs the DARPA NASA human brain interface with computer program, including electrodes in the brain. That was 12 years ago, wherever it was that happened. You can't make that. Then it turned out he was on DARPA payroll, $80-something thousand a year. Now, listen, I don't know what's going on, but almost every one of these shooters is in some type of DARPA program. I mean, the Unabomber is in a mind control program. MK Ultra. So I don't know what's going on. I just know, the shooter's dad was PTSD expert, had a 2-year degree, but was above a bunch of psychiatrists with 10 years of education, running Pentagon programs in Dallas. Oh, okay. Why is it always that? But daddy's also a new age guru. It's always the same. Like Sandusky's a new age guru, see? I'm sure there's nothing going on here. Everything's fine. Nothing to look at here anymore. And so this whole thing's lined up. So let's hear from the FBI director just a week and a half ago about the white people are coming to kill you. Here it is.
Well, in terms of number of arrests, we have through the third quarter of this fiscal year, had about give or take 100 arrests in the international terrorism side, which includes the homegrown violent extremism.
This year.
But we've also had just about the same number, again, don't quote me to the exact digit, on the domestic terrorism side. And I will say that a majority of the domestic terrorism cases that we've investigated are motivated by some version of what you might call white supremacist violence, but it includes other things as well.
But don't worry, Beto O'Rourke, who's polling zero, hears about this, and he runs immediately to El Paso to say all the same talking points that Trump says Mexicans are all criminals and all the rest of this. And then he makes all the rounds on the shows to say this. Here it is.
If you are an immigrant, you are inherently dangerous. If you are an asylum seeker, you are invading this country. You are an infestation. Those words have very real consequences. You don't get mass shootings like these. You don't torch mosques. You don't put kids in cages until you have a president who's given people permission to do that. And that's exactly what's happening in the United States of America today.
By the way, we're going to go to this more in a moment, but did you catch that? Trump said there's drug and rat infestation in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, a week later, that turns into Mexicans are an infestation. Because he knows the casual viewer's like, I heard Trump said infestation. So now, Trump said Mexicans are an infestation. Doesn't it make you mad he just did that? He thinks you're dumb? There's so many of these Beto videos. What's the first one he did yesterday? Where he's sitting there doing the fake crying. And there's a bunch of them here, but here's another one.
Again, let's be very clear about what is causing this and who the president is. He is an open, avowed racist and is encouraging more racism in this country. And this is incredibly dangerous for the United States of America right now. All of us have a responsibility to stand up and be counted on this issue.
Yeah, but say nothing about the 200,000 dead in Mexico or the thousands killed every few weeks down there or the child trafficking. No, it's all we got to stand and we've got to speak and we've got to be aware. Because President Trump has created a climate that's allowed this. Here's clip 9. Beto attacks Trump giving permission. No. You trying to collapse our border gave the permission. Here it is.
Several of the Democrats who are running for president right now are tying President Trump to these mass shootings. Take a listen to what they're saying.
Does any of this fall at the feet of President Donald Trump and his rhetoric that's been growing over the last couple weeks and his alleged racist tweets and other rhetoric?
Yes. We've had a rise in hate crimes every single one of the last 3 years during an administration where you have a president who's called Mexicans rapists and criminals.
Is it fair, John, to tie the president to this?
Oh, yes, it's fair.
Well, Dan, whether or not it's fair, he's going to have to answer those questions. The bottom line is this president has had a rhetoric on immigration and on immigrants that has been deeply divisive.
That's enough. So they collapse the border. They tell the whole world everything's free. They rush all these people up here. We take great care of them, or at least 90% of them, deport the criminals, and then somebody who says he's a Democrat goes out and does all this, and the Democrats erase all that, and his daddy's an anti-gunner getting government contracts for PTSD. Just like the guy a year ago shot people up at the Texas church. He was adjudicated on people that owned guns by the Air Force, still had guns, still allowed to do it. I mean, something stinks really bad here. Hour number 2, Tom Papert and more, straight ahead.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.